A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Samaches, Nida 68b, pagination is 136. We'll look at the Mishnah, which is midway in height in the wide lines, slightly towards the beginning of the line. Hazav v'hazava shabadku atzman. The Zav and Zava, that means that a non-conventional emission occurred either by a man or by a woman. By the man, the quick definition is that it's an Aver Mace without an erection. By a woman, the quick definition is that it's occurring during the days of the woman's personal monthly cycle, at a time when it's not the Nida days. It's the days in between. So they have a status of Zav and Zava. And there's a discussion of Bedikos in order to get their clean days. Shabbatku Atzmon biyom Rishon u'matzo tahar u'v'yom ha'shevi u'matzo tahar. And they checked on the first day of the seven clean and on the seventh day of the seven clean. And those were tahar. U'sha'or yomim shebeintayim lo badku. But the days in between, they did not check. So that's our case. They did a 1 and 7. Now, obviously, they did do a hefsek, because if they didn't do a hefsek, that's not our separation. So we didn't start our seven clean days. But in the seven clean, have we established cleanliness? Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Arehein Becheskas Tahora. Becheskas Taira. That is going to be fine, even though you were supposed to do every day. But this will work, because day one starts us off that we are Betaira. Day seven establishes that nothing has changed, that we're still Betaira. And that's going to work, and that's the most lenient opinion of the three that we'll see. And that's the approach that is going to be codified in Halacha, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Dalid, that there's supposed to be a bedika pa'amayim b'chol yom, twice every day, in addition to the hefsek taira, which did this transition. But if she didn't, then we're going to deal with this more lenient opinion. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein lo'em alu yom rishon v'yom shvi belvad. They only have the days of 1 and 7. Which sounds like it's not so much a question of what happened in between, because he's granting you day one. And if in between we're assuming something went wrong, so how does day one help? But it's not a count. We have an extreme opinion. I don't mean extreme in a negative way, just on the spectrum. It's to an extreme end. The Pischei Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Vav Dalid quotes, Hagon HaKadosh Baal HaShla, the great and holy Shla HaKadosh, Hitzrich requires, Shebimei Sfiras HaNekiyim Timone B'chol Yom V'tomer HaYom Yom, that during her seven clean days, she has to actually verbalize the count. Kedichsiv, it says, V'safra La, she shall count for herself 7 clean days. And other authorities say, Lo dami la omer, don't compare it to Sfiras HaOmer, where she has to count. And other opinions say she does not have to verbalize. But that would be one end of understanding that you need 7 days. Not just that they're clean, but that they've been enumerated. They're v'safra la. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. She gets 1 and 7, but she's only got 2 towards her 7 clean days. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, En lehem el yom zayin bilvad, they're only going to have day 7, because the days in between have not been maintained verifiably. Let's skip down to 4 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Tani Rab Yosef Rab Shimon Amri Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. When we analyze these 3 opinions, we understand Rabbi Eliezer better than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, as I mentioned, is a little bit challenging to understand, because if you're worried that something happened in between day 1 and day 7, then day 1 shouldn't count either. And nevertheless, he's maintaining 1 in addition to day 7 towards the count. V'divrei Rabbi Akiva midivrei kulan. And frankly, Rabbi Akiva sounds the best. It's the easiest to understand. You only get day 7, because there's too much of a break here. Aval halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer. But the halacha does follow Rabbi Eliezer, which is talking about day 1, day 7, and if you have those 2, it'll work. Sometimes when we're dealing with a woman, which is the case that this is practiced, we're not really practicing Zav nowadays, but a woman, litoher lebaila, to go to mikvah for relations with her husband. So there are times when we get issues of irritation, discomfort, and there are certain solutions sometimes. Sometimes you could soften the cloth. Sometimes she could do bedika, lying in bed, which causes less pressure than when she's standing. But bottom line, sometimes Rabbanim do give the heter to follow Rabbi Eliezer, because shasadcha kedievedami, cases of need have to be addressed, and we'll tell the woman to just do hefsik, 1 and 7, or sometimes we'll say 1, 4, and 7 to get something in between to make it a little better. But certainly there are times when we say don't do pa'amayim b'chol yom, don't do twice a day, do once a day. And there are different leniencies emerging from this discussion. It is clear, though, as the Mechaber outlines Kuf Tzadi Vav Yud, that the 7 clean days have to be ritzufim. They have to be in order. The question that we're discussing is only that it wasn't verified, but we have no doubts. We have no reason to say blood came in between. But if there would be a case of tiredam, that she saw blood in between, that's going to be soser kol hayamim. It's going to undo all the days of the count and reset it to, again, a hefsek with 7 clean days being required. Our only discussion here is that we assume they're clean, we just didn't have a bedika to physically do a visafra la, an actual count. The other extreme would be for her to do many checks additionally. And in fact, in Siftes, the Mechaber writes, Harezu Mishabachas, that's praiseworthy, but as a practical matter, in our time, it's strongly discouraged. I don't know how to phrase it strong enough to make it clear that it's strongly, strongly, strongly discouraged. We do not do bedikas when they're not required. It's creating irritation and it's creating unnecessary shilas, which in our generation we're not as expert in colors as they were in the time of the Sanhedrin and the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And to create shilas which might end up with a chumra simply because we're not positive. Time of the Gemara, it's already recorded that people weren't as expert in the colors as earlier generations, and therefore we do not do any extra bedikos. We do not create shilas. Only the bedikos that are required is what's done. Let's squeeze in Iboy Luhu at the bottom of the page. They had a question. Azave Azave Shabbatku Atzma Yom Risham V'Yom Shmini. A check was done day 1 and day 8. Umatzo Tahar, everything's good in the checks. Ushara Yomim Lo Bodku, they didn't check the other days. L'Rabbi Eliezer Mahu, what would be the halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer? And as Rashi outlines, according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Yeshua, we realize this is not going to work. But maybe according to Rabbi Eliezer, I have a verification in the beginning and a verification at the end. Techilason v'sofon bo'inon v'acha techilason ikos sofon laka. Maybe you need a beginning and an end, and over here you have the beginning within the 7 days, the end is not within the 7 clean days. Or maybe we can be more lenient and allow 1 and 8, and that would work. Amar Rav, he. Rav has the opinion that that's the same thing. Beginning, even if there's no end during the 7 clean days. You need a beginning and an end, according to Rabbi Chanina. And over here you have a beginning, but you don't have an end. And indeed, as you can imagine, these shitos are going to be brought in halacha. Kufzadi Vav Dalid, these opinions are brought, and indeed, a posek has to assess how to apply the halacha in the individual case. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.